We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Like you heard, it's time to get into the Bet 365 triple option. Guys, I'm going to be talking about LSU spring game tomorrow, and year three for Brian Kelly, typically pretty good seasons. At Central Michigan, he went 6-5 his second year there. Year three, 9-4, won the MAC Western Division title. At Cincinnati,
the old Chippewas.
Yeah, went 10-3 second season. Next year, 11-3 in the Big East for the Bearcats, and eventually losing to Virginia Tech in the Orange Bowl. Then, when he was at Notre Dame, Irish were 8-5 in Kelly's second season, but year number three, 12-1, but they lost to Bama in the national championship game. Tigers went...
It was Manti Te'o year.
10-3 last year, year two of Brian Kelly. So, will they be able to rise above that and make the college football playoff in his third season? I think that's a lot of hope, obviously, for the fans here. And you're losing a Heisman Trophy quarterback in Jaden Daniels and some top-tier talent at wide receiver. But the biggest question, obviously, what is his defense going to do this season? They've revamped the whole coaching staff there. Interested to see what happens at the spring game tomorrow. I know it's going to be very vanilla and not a lot of insight into what we're going to see this season. But hopes are high for the Tigers this year, and I don't think – that making the college football playoff is definitely out of the question for them.
Well, the defense can't be worse.
No, exactly. That's the good news.
I think it's the worst it's ever been. It's 12 teams this year, right? They're expanding this year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, it would be very disappointing, in my opinion. So you're talking about, like, hey, you know, they could make it. I would say with a 12-team field, if LSU isn't in there, it will be looked at as a very big failure.
Charlie, what you got today?
Guys, I'm going to do a little bit of a pregame before the pregame, which starts in about 12 minutes here. The LSU and Tennessee teams both released their lineup. So I'm going to go over Jared Jones once again after that 4-for-5 night in the midweek against McNeese where he hit 3 home runs and a double, had 6 RBIs. He is staying in that leadoff spot, so that's good news for Tiger fans. Tommy White is batting second, playing third base. Ashton Larson hitting in third and right field. Mack Bingham hitting cleanup in left field. Josh Pearson hitting fifth at second base. Hayden Travinsky at 6th at DH. Brady Neal at 7th catching tonight. Michael Braswell back at shortstop tonight, guys, hitting 8th. Paxton Kling in center field hitting 9th. Gage Jump takes the mound for the Tigers. He's got a 3.98 ERA this season, 2-0 record, and 31 2/3 innings pitch. He's got 38 strikeouts to 11 walks. Now, one thing that stood out to me about Tennessee's side of things, Billy Amick is back. And we talked with Joe Healy last night about him, the star third baseman transfer from Clemson. He's hitting 367 this year with 10 home runs and 90 at-bats, guys. He's been awesome for them. But he's missed the last couple of weeks. He's been out with an injury. He is now back. This is his first game back in a couple of weeks. He's hitting third into the lineup. But another thing that stood out to me, Chris Stamos is pitching tonight for Tennessee. The lefty, it's his first start of the season. So, once again, when Healy was saying kind of expect a bullpen game in this game one matchup against Gage Jump, that's kind of what you're seeing here. Stamos, as I said, he's a lefty. He's got a 3.46 ERA, 12 strikeouts to 8 walks and 13 innings pitched, guys.
Have you heard anything of why Coach Jay Johnson decided to do the coaching, pitching change today, going with Jump?
He's kind of moved things around a couple times. I think that he wants to have Jump get off to a good start this weekend, and if they can pull out a win, then you have your best pitcher on the mound for tomorrow to try and take this series, your first conference series victory in the first 5 weeks of play. So, yeah, I kind of like it. I think Gage Jump against this Tennessee offense, as I mentioned in the preview throughout the week, there's going to be a lot of runs scored in this series, guys. So, you know, Gage Jump, if he can get you off to a good start, get you 5 innings of work, I think that's pretty solid. You're going against a bullpen game effectively. So the offense has to be able to win this game tonight.
And 3 times a charm. What you got for the triple option, Jeff?
Yeah, triple option. Well, so this week I did my thing where I rounded up a ton of mock drafts because I was bored. I found 40 of them that were legitimate. 40 of them. I went through all 40 of them. And the most common pick for the Saints, believe it or not, was left tackle. 34 of the 40 mock drafts had a left tackle at number 14, or at least in the first round. So it's over 80% of the mock drafts had a left tackle. 18 of them, so nearly half, or Olu Fashanu, the tackle out of Penn State, very popular pick to the Saints. My issue with it is the logic behind it. And almost everyone that picked Olu Fashanu was like, Trevor Penning's bad. We need to replace him. This guy's the starting left tackle on day one. And I understand why people would go to that, but that's not how the Saints are going to make these picks. Is they're going to pick the guy who they feel fits the best, that they can develop the best. And honestly, I think your need at right tackle is more pressing than your need at left tackle, because I don't know if Ryan Ramczyk can even play. You know Trevor can at least play. I don't know how well he can play, but he can at least play. What if Ryan can't go at all? That's what I'm concerned about. But, you know, what I really want to talk about is, so everyone's going to be like, hey, if they take a left tackle, it's going to be boring, right? And then sometimes boring picks are the right picks, right? So if you're bored at the end of the draft, a lot of times it means you had a good draft because you picked the important players. But there is one player in this draft that the Saints could pick that would actually get people excited. And, getting people excited isn't always a winning scenario. The Giants got people excited when they drafted Saquon Barkley at number two. It was still a horrible pick. They should have never made it. He was great. The team was bad. But people lined up and bought jerseys and got excited and went and, you know, sat there and watched practice. I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy. Saquads, you know, Quadzilla. If the Saints want to get people excited, which, again, is not the goal of the draft. The goal of the draft is to add good players. But if they want to get people excited, they're going to take Brock Bowers at number 14. Because there is no player other than maybe a massive trade-up to go get one of these top quarterbacks that the Saints could select that would actually get people out there buying jerseys and getting pumped up just to see this guy run around.
Right.
And, I mean, when's the last draft pick they made that was actually, like, super exciting, right, in the first round? It's tough because they are a team that likes to build through the lines, and no one's ever going to run out and buy a Trevor Penning jersey on day one.
I guess you could say the Chris Olave. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say Olave.
Yeah, and so, yeah, if do you want to go do that again? Because I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun, personally.
That's a wrap on Triple Option.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.